Welcome to Switched On with Paul Moderman and James Wood. Strap in for great chats with super smart people on SAP solutions, Microsoft Azure cloud development, and everything in between.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Switched On with Paul Moderman and James Wood. Welcome to one of our just James and Paul, like, shooting the breeze, chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool episodes. Just, you know, finding the right stuff to say and when to say it. I'm with, of course, I am Paul Moderman, and with me, of course, is James Wood. Say hi, James.
Hey there, everyone.
James, do me a favor and make your mic like a little bit closer to your mouth. There you go. And today, what we're kind of like, and we've been doing this off camera for like 40 minutes, so we thought we better just hit record, is we're trying to kind of bounce around some ideas for our next season. So we're coming close to the end of our digital transformation season. I would say we have one more extra guest to book and then a wrap-up episode, and we should be done with that one. Maybe two guests, depending if somebody answers me on the LinkedIn message boards, but we'll see. But then we'll be ready to go after the next thing. And so we're bouncing around a few ideas for where to go next. And we thought it might be interesting just to record ourselves bouncing those things around. So we're kind of boiled down to something like three-ish main topic areas that we're thinking about going for. And so in no particular order, let's just grill ourselves on these things. So, James, one thing we've been talking about a lot, even before we started this podcast, or even before we started talking about particular topics, we have been talking a lot about cloud maturity and how businesses and departments within businesses really look at both what is the cloud and how do I make use of it better from a business. So talk about what it means to have, or what it could mean to have, cloud maturity for those businesses or customers, and I'll interrupt you and yell at you about various things along the way.
Well, that's a loaded question. I would say to me that the difference with cloud maturity is really two things. Yeah. Number one, I think just broadening your horizons and tapping into products and services that, you know, if you think about your internal development team or even, you know, looking beyond to, you know, contractor types and whatnot that work in your, you know, particular enterprise.
Yeah.
The tools that they have available, I mean, it's night and day between what's there in the cloud versus, you know, what's there with traditional on-premises IT landscape.
Uh-huh.
And I think, you know, the other part of that is, you know, the maturity up the cloud stack itself, which, you know, for those, you know, that maybe are not super into, you know, cloud speak, you know, you basically have three layers. You have, you know, infrastructure as a service, as, you know, AWS. That's kind of the, you know, the entry point, right? You know,
Rent me a computer, right?
Yep. Yeah. I want to buy a server or virtual machine from Microsoft or Google or whoever. But that's the absolute most expensive way to do cloud, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're paying 24/7 for these resources.
Yep.
And, you know, all that implies. Move up the stack a little bit to the platform level. Now you're tapping into, you know, quote unquote serverless computing, which, you know, implies that, you know, for example, if I need a middleware platform, instead of, you know, spinning up a virtual machine and paying, you know, for, you know, a large style machine to be up, you know, whenever I might have a message show up at my doorstep, now I can basically process that message as and when it comes in, and I'm paying fractions of a penny to do it. Otherwise, I'm sitting there idle and you know, the meter's not running, as it were. That is, from a cost savings perspective, you know, and scalability,
huge,
you know,
huge. Enormous. Yeah.
And then, you know, you finally get to that top level, you know, software as a service. And I think there's, you know, we're starting to see that, you know, as the cloud itself matures, that there are little nuances to that. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be a, typical SaaS product like Microsoft 365 or, you know, Salesforce or something like that. It can
yeah.
be platform extensions or low code platforms, things that, you know, allow me to, you know, if you think about this progression up that stack, I'm letting go of more and more as I go along, you know? Yeah. So like, do you really want to be in the business of having to patch your operating system and do backups and, you know, all these kinds of things? Like the more and more I can hand that off, then, you know, the more agile I become, you know, now I'm laser focused on, you know, what are the problems of my business? I'm not in the IT game. I'm in the business of building widgets or, you know, selling whatever.
I think as you crawl up that maturity ladder that you've described there, there's like lots of fertile ground for topics to discuss along the way there too for us, right? Because I think one of the things is like, obviously one of the roadblocks to that path for IT departments and or business departments that want this stuff is skills. Like the skills of the people doing the work have to match what you're trying to march up the ladder toward, right?
Yep.
And I think people have challenges with just, and I mean, that's not to say that people can't learn this stuff. I think it's challenging to find the right time, space, shape, whatever, to get in the learning and to get in the right resources to help you get up that further up chain. That's one thing. Another thing too is like switching from an infrastructure to a platform mentality, right? In other words, thinking in terms of, I don't need an Intel Xeon, whatever the crap, you know, i7 blah 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 with 128 gigs of RAM. I need an elastic amount of computronium on Wednesday nights when I do batch processing of my thing. And when I do that, I get 1,000 instances, tiny instances of a thing that help me process it. And then they go and then they die and they mist off back into the ether and they're gone. And that's what I needed at that point. And that doesn't fit the mental model of like, I need, you know, like I need to have servers in a room somewhere. Right.
Right.
There's lots of ways to think about that stuff. And then of course, further up stack, there's also lots of ways to think about how do the solutions that I purchase or build also fit that maturity model for my costs, but also for the business problem I'm solving too. Right.
Yeah.
And all of that really factors a lot into how I think about that. So there's some fertile ground there for us to find guests and go through topics for sure on that one. Another one we've talked about, and we actually did a guest kind of in this realm, two seasons ago. And that is, startups in the space of enterprise stuff. Like, so we talked to Mike Pytel from Fulfilled. And that by itself, that was a great standalone episode. I think we could go out there and find more folks in that space, not even just the warehouse space, but in the space of I'm building a solution that lives kind of on top of, but also in the mix of the big weighty enterprise solutions like SAP, like Dynamics, like whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
But also is fine-tuned for the scenario that I'm really aimed at and that me and my company are building, just like Fulfilled, cloud native, like cloud first, cloud native, cloud only, like wouldn't even think about a cloud maturity model because they're already at the far end of it, right? All that kind of stuff. And startups in that space or similar who have an eye for the tech, but their feet on the ground walking toward a business problem, I would love to talk to more folks like that and learn more about what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, there's, if you're a fan of nerd history or IT history, I mean, we are, even though cloud has been a thing for a while, I mean, I catch myself from time to time realizing, I distinctly remember being on a plane, in 2012 looking at, pretty early days AWS stuff, and reading, Satya Nadella's book, where he's talking about, Microsoft just hearing about AWS, like, what? Oh, there's, this cloud thing, and that hasn't been. I mean, we're 10 years. We're still babies in this cloud thing.
Can you imagine being at Microsoft and learning about AWS and being like, "Crap, we should have done that." We're so far. Oh my gosh. Oof. Yeah. So that's another one. The startups or younger air quotes players in the space of, we're playing in the mix of the startups. We're playing in the mix of enterprise and IT and all that kind of stuff, and delivering things that probably didn't used to be possible at the scale they're being done, but also at the small scale of the business doing the work, right? Yeah. Like making the solution. So that could be cool.
I think you're seeing some serious impacts with, think about that 10, 11 year run.
Yeah.
I don't know how you really characterize maturity at this stage, but those that have embraced, cloud native, cloud first, let's say,
yeah,
have put themselves in a very advantageous spot compared to the vendors that have been late to the game. And yep. You're seeing that play out in a lot of different ways.
Oh man. It's shaking up our lives and our work at Bodark. Without even, not that we, again, this podcast is not about advertising ourselves, so I don't want to go into it, but just we see it. We see it too in what we do. It's very apparent who is thinking that way and who has thought that way for a long time. And it's very different. There is a third topic that we're bouncing around to, that's actually sounding pretty good. So I like this one is, AI and machine learning are just every day become more and more real, more and more palpable, more and more tangible for everybody. And I would love to get a bunch of guests together who can help us talk about, untangle, tell the stories of how work in that space, products in that space, capabilities in that space are having an impact and kind of what that means going forward. Right.
Yeah.
Obviously, one of the bigger gets that we'll get in that one is our buddy Greg Foss, who co-wrote a book with me a couple of years ago about some of this stuff. So hopefully, if we get a season like that going, we can talk to him about that stuff. But even above and beyond Greg and his expertise, there are so many stories out there of people who I would say they could see down the road and they could make something happen with AI/machine learning that people didn't see as possible in other ways. Right. And so solutions got delivered that were so far ahead. Sometimes they're so far ahead that they're too far ahead. And you have to wait for the world to catch up and they're ready. But I'm bouncing off into La La Land there, but it's like a season like that with guests and topics in that space. I would really love to see us do that at some point too.
I agree.
concur, gamble, gamble. So I think we're going to have to just keep bouncing this around in our heads a little bit. I don't know, between where we've kind of meandered on this call, both before we hit record and after we hit record, there's a lot to still kind of unpack. It's actually kind of exciting, I think, that there is so much to still kind of dig through all of the dirt that we've thrown up in these areas that it'll be hard to settle on one, I think. But at the same time, I do like that we have found a model of taking a season, doing 4 or 5 episodes on that thing, and then moving to the next thing for that kind of stuff. So I think out of these 3-4 things that we've talked about, we'll find something, we'll dive in for 3-4 episodes, and we'll get out and we'll go to the next one. So, yeah. So, and by the way, to anybody listening to this, and we'll put this up on social media too. If anything that we've mentioned in this chat is of interest to you, please, by all means, you know, jump into the comments, jump into the whatever, call me on the phone, send me a postcard, whatever. We'll be happy to talk about that kind of stuff with you guys too, or other topics that you might want to be, that you might want to hear us, dig into or find interesting people to talk with. Happy to and eager to do that as well. So I guess with that, maybe we'll cut ourselves short for today and just offer our rando thoughts here on where we might be going, and then kind of coalesce that further and announce something in a little bit here on where we will go in the next couple seasons here at Switched On. So without further ado, let's just wave goodbye to all of our viewers and listeners and say thanks for listening/watching, and we'll see you soon, guys.